Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Kuzik. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Fisk steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Heil reaches second base with a double. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heil moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to home for the out. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hile hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk scores. Scott moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carbo is walked intentionally. Tom Johnson now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Doyle steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lynn moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to third. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 4 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to third. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiniger scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle misplays the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Larry Heil. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.